Hi, friends. This is Joel Osteen here. You know, when I was a little boy, my daddy told me, listen to the Hoolies, Hoolie. Amen.
Another week of the Hoolies Hoolie. Bill, welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Joel Osteen at the top of the show.
Joe?
Joel, I said.
Oh, he's called him Joel Osteen. Osteen?
Either pronunciation is fine with me.
Oh, hey, thanks for coming on the show, man. I'm used to seeing you on... he's on, like, Saturday mornings, right?
Yeah.
Like,
when are you on, Joel?
Saturdays at, like, 11?
I am on all the time.
Oh, thank you for your healing touch.
That's correct.
Have you ever had McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Joel?
I have.
It's the best in the land, and this show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Yeah. They're our presenting sponsor. Bill, I went over the weekend last week. Obviously, this show airs a few days in the rears.
Right.
But I went and saw Michael McDermott in the Westies.
I know, yeah.
And TJ English, and I went solo.
I know.
And let me tell you.
You had a good time.
Bonkers fun, man. Really impressed. Yeah. I had known of Michael McDermott and the Westies music, but I had never...
I had heard of him before.
Wow, man. I mean, like...
Because I know he's played Fitzgerald's in the past.
Yeah.
I think he played last summer there.
He's pretty big after reading up about him, and he's won a new giant fan. This album is going to be a hit, I think. The Westies, Six on the Out. This could be his moment.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where you go to the show and you really feel like I'm watching something special, happen. Yeah. And there was that kind of energy in the room. Got to meet him afterwards. Very nice guy. His wife, Heather Horton, who's also in the Westies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice people. Sandra Rabin, their manager. Big shout out. And TJ English, got to meet him in person. That was very cool. He's a very gracious guy.
Yeah.
Crowd ate it up. But I'm smitten. So I'm going to have to play a couple of songs here tonight off the record. It's called Six on the Out. Came out yesterday.
Okay. So yesterday was released?
Yeah, exactly.
So you were at like the pre-album viewing party kind of thing?
This was like the rollout. It was like the release show. It was the album release show.
Well, I guess it's pretty safe to say that people responded to it pretty well, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've been talking about it all week.
You're going to love when we talk about Billy the Kid on this show a lot.
Yeah.
Fascination.
Well, we have, yeah.
I mean, this guy's writing songs about Irish gangsters, Billy the Kid. It's like he's been channeling my inner content that gets rolled out on this show. So that's what tickled me the most, I think. Wait till you hear this song about Billy the Kid called Henry McCarty.
All right.
Ooh. So there's one radio-friendly hit I'll play,
okay.
And then there's another one that I'll play that is like a deep cut that I think could also get some serious play.
Yeah.
Nice.
How else was the week? What's going on, man?
Sales, man.
Yeah,
AIDA.
Yeah. Last week of the month, baby.
Attention. Do I have your attention?
Yeah, let's get it going. Yeah.
How about yourself?
Same deal, man.
Joel going Osteen.
Yeah,
about you?
I could use a prayer, though. I need a few numbers, Joel. Just to come in for me.
Hey, boys, I got you covered, okay?
Oh, man, that would be swell.
I had my BNI meeting today.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that's right.
That's Business Network.
I know. I think that everybody that listens to this show is fully aware of what a BNI is.
I don't know why it's amusing to be BNI.
We have those down at the church as well.
I'm sure you guys do.
Yeah.
It's Bible networking, though.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I got to scoot. Let me go grab Clay real quick.
Oh, all thanks, right. Joel.
Joel, thanks for your prayers.
Yeah.
God bless the Olsteins this St. Patrick's holiday season.
Okay. Here it is.
Yeah.
You had to get it out there.
Yeah, of course.
Right. During this St. Patrick's Day season. Yes. Uh-huh.
That killed me. I don't know what I was just saying. I just lost it.
You attended the BNI.
Oh, yeah. And people were saying we had to give our annual goals this year, you know?
Uh-huh.
Goals for the year.
Out loud? Right.
Yeah, everybody does. That's
part
of it.
You stood up?
Yeah, you stand up and you're like, Joe with the right carpet out of display.
I'm going to sell a lot of carpet this year.
I'm looking to get about 15 referrals. and maybe that would equal about 20 G's in revenue. I'd like to convert 15 referrals a month, I mean.
Okay.
And I'd like to convert maybe 20% of those, I think. It's fair, right? Everyone goes, right on,
get
right
on the internet.
Right on, right on, right on. Who are you looking for? Looking for guys who are, you know, that kind of deal.
Looking for guys who need carpet.
Yeah. Yes, you know. Yeah. In a carpet business, any kind? But that's how it works. It's like you give a lot of referrals. But I said, I said, you know, I work in a very cutthroat industry. You know, and I said, I'll take free referrals, and I know that most of these referrals are just going to be for the sake of referrals. You know, like, call my friend, I don't have a referral for this guy a week. I'm giving him, give him Amator's number. You know, here you go.
Yeah, give him one of your buddy's numbers. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So, shout out to you, Jim Amator.
Yeah.
But I said, forget it. I go, I want three referrals a week, and if you don't have a referral and you know you're supposed to come and give a referral that week, I'll take a Lucky Day Lotto ticket.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Got a big laugh.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
But I'm dead serious. Like, what? You know, like, you got no referral. Don't bump. Don't lead me down that fake trail. Just do me the service and give me that dollar lucky day. And if we all reciprocated that way.
Yeah. People might make some money.
Yeah. Like, B&I becomes business networking, like, bingo invitation.
Yeah, but then you win, and then all the people you network with are going to ask you for money.
Everybody's going to win at some point. We're all part of this network.
So eventually...
You sound like Joel.
So, wait, so, I know.
So wait,
you taught me this.
So eventually this network gets big enough where it's like
everyone,
the American public just decides we're going to band together and whoever wins the lottery every week, we're going to split it up amongst ourselves because we joined this networking community.
And we'll buy enough tickets that eventually we'll all win.
Right. Well, what happens is that at a certain point in the network, a guy shows up and he goes, I've started a religion. And everybody goes, tell me about it. You know? And,
yeah.
It rolls.
Yeah, that was my grandfather's big joke when he goes, you want to be rich? You want to be a millionaire? I'd say, yeah. And he'd say, start your own religion.
I think I might. I tell you what, take a look at Joel's house on Google.
Yeah.
He's doing all right.
I know, yeah. There's been some write-ups about his house.
It's $77 a ticket to go to see him.
Yeah.
Really?
He's got like this huge estate in what, Texas, is it? Or is it California?
Who knows?
It's Austin land.
It's in heaven.
It's in heaven, yeah. Austin, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things to announce on this show other than the presence of Joel Austin on the show tonight.
I wonder what he does. Like, kicks it around the house, like, man, I'm bored. Man, I want to do something, you know? I want to kick like a soccer ball.
He's probably like a scratch golfer, you know?
He wants to go kick a soccer ball?
We still have that Nintendo. Maybe I'll play Tetris or something.
Yeah, because he's done everything, right?
Right.
I doubt he's like that. He's like, I want to go to Columbia without anybody knowing.
Hey, maybe we could do like a 20, what is that show?
60 Minutes?
2020, kind of like an episode with the Hoolies just going to visit Joel Austin.
First of all, can I point something out? Yeah. Joel came here tonight and prayed over us.
I know.
And
you're
now,
right.
And now, that he leaves, he's at the massage place next door. That's what he does for fun.
Not too firm, sweetie.
Not too rough.
Yeah.
I got sore muscles.
Yeah.
All right, I want to play the first song from Six on the Out. It's the Westies' new album. This is the one that I think is going to be the big radio hit. It's called Pauper Sky. Here we go.
So cruel, and I wish that the day
Yeah. Pauper Sky.
Yeah.
The Westies.
Cool.
That was one that hit me. We'll play another one later on in the show.
I love that one you played last week, the Hell's Kitchen.
Yep.
I listened to it again today.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They were fun. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Yeah. Be back after these short messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, tell Tom Gorman your story. He's a good guy.
That's right.
12:40 a.m. We are back. This is the Hooli's Hooli. Bill, you were speaking over the commercial break of hoverboards.
I couldn't believe this story. I mean, obviously it's Wednesday and this is going to be airing on Saturday, but the story, I mean, today they U.S. Customs officials here in Chicago confiscated 16,000 illegal hoverboards. Estimated value $6 million. That's unbelievable. But here's the thing. Have you seen any of these people on these hoverboards?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm not married, I don't have any children, I'm not around a lot of little kids all the time on these things. But, I mean, the only time I've seen it, I saw a guy in an Ultra Foods while I was working one day shopping with one of these. I thought he looked like a complete idiot. But I was like, there's that thing. At first I looked at it, I was like, what is that?
Was and he just
like,
hovering around?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Looking for oatmeal.
Like he
McCann's,
had it, like,
hopefully.
Right? Yeah, right. Absolutely. But he had, you know, he had like a
You don't
a
need a hoverboard for McCann's Irish Oatmeal. That'll make you hover all day.
Yes, it will.
Above the rest.
Above right. the rim. But yeah, he like, he looked ridiculous. But I'm, you know, I know that there's been this uproar lately in the media about these things where people were, they were catching fire,
you know,
and they're becoming
just
a safety
walk.
Risk.
Just walk.
I know.
I mean, God give you legs.
I know.
Just use them.
But I guess it's, I don't know. I mean, do you feel like you're
That's
going
funny.
Fast
That's
on these
funny
things?
You bring
now
that
I'm
up.
Intrigued. I kind of want to try one. But to think about the estimated street value of that, $6 million, 16,000 hoverboards. I guess a lot of them were illegally trademarked from China, the wrong batteries and all that.
They're basically, it's basically 16,000 like bombs.
You know what? I guess you could look at it that like, I mean, if that's why the customs officials are like, yeah, if you're trying to sneak these into the country, you could easily, obviously, somebody could try to commit some sort of a terrorist act.
They said, like, if you're driving with one in your backseat of your car can start on fire because it'll just combust. It'll just start on fire.
Yeah.
They're wired all wrong. It's
yeah,
just,
when
it's
iPhones
bad
first
news.
Came out, those stories were everywhere, too. Joe's iPhone blew up in his ear.
Yeah, but no, these are fake hoverboards. There are real hoverboards that won't blow up.
Right.
But those will blow up, too.
They're saying that
the real ones will,
poorly
too.
Made. You know what? I don't know. But hoverboard, man. If you see somebody out there, give them a high five. Joking.
What?
I don't know.
Knock him off, maybe.
Knock him off. I saw a guy getting on the. I've seen one at O'Hare, a guy just like going chilling down.
I'm gonna catch my plane.
Yeah, and then another one was a guy like I saw him bringing one on. Like they're kind of like skateboards. They look like skateboards.
Well, here, like they don't go that fast. Like I imagine, like a Segway would go faster, right?
Yeah, it's too big though. Now, I'd rather, do you be, rather have a skateboard?
A Segway would be a few laughs.
Great marketing scheme, because obviously they just didn't take off, but I'm sure they made a smashing in the last
I just
year.
Don't get why they're calling them hoverboards, because they don't technically hover.
They're prototypes. I mean, the first cars weren't Ferraris either, you know, and they were blowing up all over the place as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I had to talk about it because I was like, what the hell? You know, the hoverboard thing? Come on.
Clay, you said a funny thing there where you said, why don't we just walk?
Yeah.
There was a guy who I knew who had a web app. I go, what's your web app? He goes, called it Pays to Walk.
What?
I go, what?
Yeah.
He goes, it's called Pays to Walk. I go, how does it work? He goes, you give me $50 and you pledge that within 4 days you're going to walk a certain distance, right?
Oh, I think
that's ingenious.
And if for every dollar you have to walk like a block to get your money back, right? And then if you don't complete your goal, I keep the change.
Are you kidding me?
Pays to walk.
But does
what
it
if
go
you walk over?
It pays to walk.
Does it go to like a charity or anything?
No, it goes in this Indian guy's pocket.
Come on.
What if you go? Yeah, but what if you go over? You go over your amount.
It pays to walk.
Does he pay you?
What's yeah, that? If you go over, does he have to pay you?
What if he's like, you got to walk
5 miles?
Yeah,
there is some circumstance. Like if you meet your goal, they donate like 37
no,
cents
no, no,
to
no. I want cash.
Typhoon relief or something like that. You know?
You're terrible.
Pays to walk.
Pays to walk.
Mm-hmm. Joel Osteen, I believe.
It pays to pray.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Right.
Walk down to the church.
Because it will pay.
In dividends.
In heaven. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donnie Biggins got a hold of him the other day. Harmonica yeah. Dunn. Dunn Fest coming up.
Nice.
There's going to be like 50 bands at this thing. Let me pull it up. I saw Donnie's mom and dad at Donnie, big shout out to you. I hope he told me he was going to come on the show tonight. His wife is on bed rest.
Oh, wow. Is she pregnant?
Yep. They're having their third. But Dunn Fest is like, so it's all the acts that he books all year at several venues, you know, that being Beat Kitchen, Subterranean,
a uh-huh.
bunch of different joints. And it returns right. to Chicago for the fourth. It's his fourth year. It's February 18th.
February 18th.
I got to wipe the Cheerio dust off my computer uh-huh. for my kids.
Yeah.
February 18th to the 20th. This year there's going to be 17 concerts and over 50 bands performing in Chicago under 3 nights at the following venues. Lincoln Hall, Subterranean, Shuba's, Beat Kitchen, The Hideout, and Tonic Room.
Nice.
Right, wow. Visit the website, Harmonica Dunn, for more information. But that's going to be like the Shams Band.
Sure.
Michelle McGuire.
Yeah.
All those guys will be headlining. That's going to be.
That's going to be a great time.
Yeah, go to that website. There's a bunch of kind of like promo deals on there.
Now, is it just one
it's
night?
If you're a supporter of local Chicago music scene,
but no, wait, it's
a spot.
Is
to
it
be
three at. Nights? It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
yeah,
right?
It's all, yep,
okay,
exactly.
So it takes place. You know, you get to see a periodic. Now, I think the bands they rotate venues. Like one night they'll be here, or no, I think they just get designated one venue.
No, there's
right?
something going on for Dunn Fest at each venue every night.
Okay. Okay.
So it's one of those, it's like, you know, like the Sundance Film Festival. When you go to Sundance, there's just like
right.
hundreds of movies playing in different
spots.
You're
just consumed.
Yeah, yeah, you're just, it's media, it's content.
All very cool.
Chicago local rock content.
Yeah.
Dunn Fest. And
right.
bluegrass and folk and all that stuff.
February 18th, right?
That's right.
And Robert Redford will be there.
Really?
Yeah. Redford's appearing.
Yeah. That'd be awesome if Robert Redford was at Dunn Fest.
I think I'm skipping Sundance this year.
Like, yeah. I skipped Sundance for Dunn.
God bless him.
And we'd embrace him, love him.
Absolutely.
Hey, Super Bowl's coming up.
Yep.
Super Bowl.
What do you think?
Hey,
you
like shout anything? Out real quick. Sorry. 30 years of Chicago Bears.
Yeah, right.
30-year anniversary. Yeah, it was
I
just
remember
yesterday.
It like it was yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just yesterday. Sure. I mean, we haven't had a Super Bowl in 30 years.
I was right. 5. I do remember it, though.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I think the Giants and the Pats. And
But for some reason, it's fine.
Yeah. I think everyone's like, no, man.
No,
well, I think 30 years ago, we were the greatest team that ever played.
Yeah, this is.
But every Super Bowl team, like every town says that about their Super Bowl
It's getting
team.
Pathetic. Really
I don't know.
Is.
I think maybe the dynasty of the Blackhawks has helped take away from some of the anger towards the Chicago Bears.
Absolutely.
Lack of winning.
But the Panthers do have a 85 Bear as their head coach, Mr.
They
Ron
do.
Rivera.
You know what? I think the Panthers are going to crush Denver, personally. But, I mean, I could be wrong, but yeah. I know that Denver's got a really good defense and everything. But
I think Peyton Manning's going to go out like Wyatt Earp and just go nuts. And
he could. This could
like,
be his,
I'm throwing bombs all day.
You know what? This very well might be his swan song. Like if he wins this, he's going out on it, you know, as a champion.
He'll beat the best team.
Good, because I'm tired of him.
You're tired of Peyton?
Yeah. I like Peyton.
I like Peyton. I think he's been a class act.
I like Walter Peyton.
But you don't think that Peyton Manning's been a class act his entire professional career?
See, you're feeding into the problem, Patty.
See, here's the thing. I'm Irish, and I get to decide who and who I don't like. And I don't like Peyton Manning. Done. Right. That's it. Right.
Do you like Tom Brady?
Yep.
So do I.
See, I don't.
You I like do. Brady?
It's a different. I don't know. I'm just the Patriots. I'm just sick of him and Belichick. I like,
but they win. You got to love it.
I know. Everybody probably says
they
that.
They cheat, but they win. Who cares?
Everybody probably says that about like the Hawks and other states. Like, eh, forget Kane and them. I hate them. I'm so sick of them every year, you know. But I don't know. It hasn't been every year. When you think about the dynasty of the New England Patriots over the past 10 years, it's pretty unremarkable.
You know what it comes down to for me?
It's unremarkable.
If I went to Denny's with Peyton Manning.
Remarkable.
It's remarkable.
If I went to Denny's with Tom Brady, would I get along with him? Probably, right?
If you went to Denny's with Tom Brady?
If we just ate.
Like a breakfast diner?
Yeah, just had a meal.
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you think he would be nice or think he'd be a jerk?
I think he'd be like, whatever, man. Like,
do you breakfast. Think Peyton would be nice or do you think he'd be a jerk?
Peyton would be like, no, I'm studying my playbook. Leave me alone, dude.
Like, I don't want to
He'd be like, chicken parm, you taste so good. That's what he'd say.
I don't need no omelet.
Something like that.
Whatever.
But yeah, Super Bowl. All right, I'm picking the Panthers. Clay, who do you like?
I'm taking Peyton.
All right. Take it Denver.
Oh, I'm taking Carolina for sure.
Okay. Yeah,
I think Carolina's going
to
smoke them.
Mike, who do you like? Who are you thinking here? Carolina. So that's 3-1 Carolina. All right. So
all right, we'll see.
I guess it's a couple weeks. If, you know, Denver pulls us out, we'll let Clay have a big, long Peyton rant.
Hey, you know what? If I win,
yeah,
I wanted a large Alpine.
You got it. Sold.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. All right, well, I asked Donnie Biggins, I was like, hey, man, I'm going to plug your stuff tonight on the show. Uh-huh. He was like, oh, sweet. And he was like, so what should I play? So he sent me a song by the Chams Band called Issues. You can find it on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Let's go to it. From here.
There it is.
Fans.
Yeah, all right, man.
Doing Issues. I got Issues.
I like it. That's a jam.
That's a harder Shams Band song that I've heard, and that's got a little...
Those guys got some major talent.
The song's got issues, man.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's got angst. I like that. You can see Donnie Biggins and the Shams Band at Dun Dun Fest. Check it out at harmonicadun.com. It's going on February 18th to the 21st. You can see all those acts at Beat Kitchen, Subterranean, Tonic Room, all of Shuba's, all those local little haunts where you can see the best music in Chicago.
Yeah, if you're into indie music and good small bands that exactly. need a lot more recognition, actually.
Absolutely. Michelle McGuire will be there. She's been on this program a number of times. Big fan of hers. So, yep, check it out, Dun Dun Fest. I could go over the lineup. It would take an hour because there's about that many bands playing.
I'll be there.
Yep, good. Bill, we were talking about Peyton Manning. Omaha, yeah. Omaha.
Uh-huh.
Omaha.
Omaha! All this Bears and football talk reminded me of something that I read today. Casey Urlacher is running. This is Brian Urlacher's brother.
Uh-huh. Little brother.
Little yeah. brother. State senator.
He's still bald.
Are you kidding
still,
me?
He's still bald.
He's running for state senator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said, Brian, you're going to come out and get hair? Boom. I'm running for senator.
Yep.
Wow.
And then I'm getting dreadlocks. What?
We're now what,
I don't think so.
What district? What area do you know?
Yeah, he's like the mayor. I got to pull this up here. It's a very small town in northwest suburb.
He's currently the unpaid mayor of whichever town he lives in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, supposedly, no, I mean, he does a pretty good job.
We're research heavy on this show again.
Yeah, apparently.
That's why I need an intern, man. Interns out
hey,
there?
Hey, on other topics real quick, other than Case, you're like a runner for state senator.
Case.
Here it is.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know who's got siblings that are maybe teenagers or kids that are teenagers. Mm-hmm. Clancy's is, you know, Clancy's Pizza out there in Oak Lawn. They're doing a Irish Heritage Scholarship. So the kickoff for that is you can apply January 23rd through February 15th. It's the Clancy's Irish Heritage Scholarship. And it's available to students involved in Irish cultural activities such as dance, music, arts, or Gaelic sports. A kickoff event will be had. Obviously, they kicked it off on Saturday the 23rd, but if you're looking to try to get yourself a scholarship and you're involved in the arts of one way or another or Irish culture, get over there and apply. Get your application. So go over to Clancy's Pizza Pub at 4636 West 103rd Street, just east of Cicero in Oak Lawn. Or you can call them at 708-422-1110. I thought it was kind of cool that they're doing scholarships for stuff like that. So,
great. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's awesome opportunity.
Shout
right
out
there.
To the Clancy's establishment out there in Oak Lawn doing now, that for the kids.
Now from Clancy to Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? I pulled it up. So it's here. He announced on October 1st, but his intention to seek the Republican nomination to run for state Senate in the 26th district to succeed Dan Duffy.
Okay. So running against an Irishman.
I know.
Come on, Duffy. Could
be kind of hard.
No, yeah. So his attempt to get on the ballot was challenged, and state election officials invalidated more than 1,000 of his collected signatures, leaving him with only 48 above the minimum. He's going to run. He's in.
Okay.
All right, Casey. He's currently the village mayor of Meadowa, Illinois.
Meadowa.
553 population. He won 61% of the vote, so about 200 and some people voted for him.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Is it a Wild West town?
Yeah.
Meadowa, Illinois.
No, right.
Maybe there's some listeners of the Hoolies Hoolie out there in Meadowa.
We speak in the
know.
Wild.
If I knew how far where it was, because I know this radio station as far as how far it reaches, I don't know.
I wonder if Billy the Kid ever passed through Meadowa.
he absolutely did.
Also known as Henry McCarty. Yeah. That's what this next song I want to play by the Westies is. Clay, you've been fascinated by Billy the Kid for years.
I have been, yes.
And so have I, and so have you.
The story earlier this year that you told about the guy that found the picture is unbelievable.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. That's one of the most coolest things I've heard in American history in a while.
All right.
It happened, you know, that relates to that, you know, finding evidence of that. That's really cool.
So at the concert for the Westies, they played this song, and I was like, what is this? You know, I was like, this is about Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
And Billy the Kid obviously was an Irish-American. He was born Henry McCarty. That's the name of this song. It's on the latest album by the Westies, Six on the Out.
On a stolen gray mare you ride, dad of school did what he had to do. He was hustling wherever he'd go. By 16 he was a wanted man for stealing horses in New Mexico. Oh, he was an Irish American, an outlaw for all he did. With a smile on his face nobody could replace the legend of Billy. Shots rang underneath the light of the moon. Oh, he was an Irish American, an outlaw for all he did. With a smile on his face, nobody could replace the legend of Billy the Kid. Oh, he was an Irish American.
Yeah, the legend of Billy the Kid, huh?
That's the Westies. The name of the song is Henry McCarty. How about that?
It's awesome. It's a good song. I liked it a lot. I think that's probably my favorite one that I've heard of them do so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a big Billy the Kid fan. You know?
Yeah, it's good.
You just get all torn up and about Billy the Kid.
They played this at City Winery.
I do, though.
Hey, if you went to Denny's with Billy the Kid, do you think you guys would get along?
For sure.
Absolutely.
Get a grand slam.
Like, give me the biggest eggs you got.
Mm-hmm. We, for some reason, always associate Billy the Kid with Emilio Estevez.
I know, we've had this. And the funny thing was, I said before I left to do the show tonight.
Whenever, like, I'm having dreams about Billy the Kid, like, Estevez pops in there, like,
you're the
talk snow!
You're the only guy in there that's still dreaming about Estevez.
Yeah.
When I was leaving my place, I saw Pat Cooley tonight, and my roommate, he's like, hey, he was watching Men at Work with Emilio Estevez and
great
Charlie
flick.
Sheen.
Great
flick. Oh, wow.
Yep.
He goes, remember this movie? And I was like, yeah, it was the movie that Hollywood designed to like try to make Estevez as big a star as Sheen was, and it didn't really work out that way.
What are you kidding me? He was in
Mighty Ducks. That was pretty popular. D1,
that's right. Gordon Bombay.
I taught you how to win, Gordon. I taught you how to go for the W.
Young Guns got him into the mainstream.
Young Guns was his finest hour. Yeah. Finest hour by far. It's an excellent performance.
We've spoken about Young Guns before.
Though. I know.
If you haven't seen it, see it.
I guess it's one of those topics that's just never going to get old.
Well, what was weird was that they played that song at the concert, and like I went outside to have a smoke, and there was a woman outside out there, and like she's like, it's a great show, isn't it? I go, yeah. She goes, I can't figure out who he reminds me of. Who does he remind me of? You know, talking about Michael McDermott. And she goes, I think it's a little bit of like, I think it's Jon Bon Jovi. He's got a little Jon Bon Jovi in him. And maybe she was associating Bon Jovi with Billy the Kid.
Could be.
You know?
Oh, yeah, because a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. That's what I love about Young Guns is that there's electric guitar throughout the entire movie. Except it was shot in 1860 something. It's like, we got to go up to Old Mexico.
Terrence Stamp as John
Thugstool.
Yeah, he was great in that.
That's the best. That movie rules. They'll never make another movie like that ever again.
No, they're just going to remake it. Young Guns. It comes out
it'll
in
be
6 weeks.
Like Justin...
Is Richard Harrison Young Guns?
It'll be
I
Bieber.
Have no idea.
Bieber is Billy the Kid.
Don't put ideas in their head.
No,
please.
I'm serious. That'll happen. That's the route that we've taken here.
We're going to do a modernized Billy the Kid. Justin Bieber's going
to
play Billy.
Hey, guys, you got to go to Old Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Bieber doing Billy, like his.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry that I robbed your bank. Terrible.
Round up, fools. Let's go.
Yeah, and like the guy from. I don't know, Saturday Night Live. I can't even name anyone on Saturday Night Live. That's terrible.
Neither can I.
I can't name one person.
Come on, you can't name Cecily Strong.
Sure, okay.
No.
Oak Parker. Don't know her personally, but she's
funny. Keenan Thompson?
No. Yeah.
Luke, he's one.
He's not, is he still on SNL?
Yeah, he's still on SNL, yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched. I watch it every now and then. No,
I guess Ronda Rousey was just on it. People were saying she didn't do very well.
Oh. Well, Lauren Michaels, if you're listening, get Emilio Estevez back on SNL.
Regular cast member.
Oh, yeah, regular cast member. Oh, boy, would that be a coup, right?
With Emilio Estevez.
Right. Emilio Estevez.
Oh, I've been trying. That's what is it? Is it Pardo? Don Pardo?
Kevin Nealon.
Yeah. Oh, man. We were spoiled.
Justin Timberlake.
We were spoiled with Saturday Night Live with Farley, Hartman, those guys. God.
Chris Farley.
Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
And now it's...
What do you mean? Well, not everybody's got to make...
Ivory Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Keenan Ivory Thompson.
Keenan Thompson.
I'll leave it there. Keenan Ivory Wayans. Now, in Living Color, there was
another
show.
Fine show. Like, why don't they do those anymore?
Because they don't bring in money, apparently.
Even Mad TV was great.
Yeah. They got to do
it. And now it's the Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah, now you get an Irish-American version, which would, I'm sure would do fine. You know, if you look back at all the Irish comedians that are out there, it's like...
Oh, there's plenty
We're
going to
stack it with Dennis Leary, Bill Burr.
But the Wayans is like... those guys figured it out with the In Living Color. Compared to how they franchise themselves now.
There's
like,
no limit on their nonsense, which they like... But the crazier,
you know,
the
like,
better. Which is
Wayans,
great.
He... Pretty much partnered
he's a genius.
Up. Well, he was good for, you know, he had Robert Townsend.
Playing Emilio Estevez.
That'd be really
just
funny.
Just think about how hard it is.
Like if you did a movie and had Robert Townsend as Emilio Estevez.
Right.
Now that sounds like the remaking of Hollywood Shuffle Part 2, Robert Townsend is Emilio Estevez.
Huh? What?
I don't know.
You lost me.
Hey, God bless the Wayans family this year.
Yep. And the Estevez Sheen family as well.
So I see you're looking at
St. Patrick's Day holiday season. What are you going to be for St. Patrick's Day? Have you decided?
Did you just say the St. Patrick's Day Halloween season?
What am I going to be for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, have you decided what you're going to be for St. Patrick's Day yet?
Be an Italian guy.
I was thinking about that. Like, that's what St. Patrick's Day has kind of come to. I'm going to be a wise guy. I'm going to be a big mouth. I'm going to be a drunk. I'm going to be a bashful.
I'm going to be a guy in his house on his couch.
All right. What do you want to be for St. Patrick's Day? Thinking about it yet?
I'm going to be Bill Houlihan because that's who I am. But, hey, I'm looking at something that you kind of pulled up on your computer there.
I did pull it up. There's a house on the market. It's a condo in Chicago. Has been untouched since the 70s. It's in like mint condition. Looks like Sam Rothstein's house from Casino.
Awesome.
That's a thing. It's $158,000. It's in Rogers Park. It's at 7141 North Kedzie. You guys want to go out there and rob it?
Yeah.
Sure, it's empty.
Let's go. Let's go in on it.
Yep. Oh, wouldn't it be cool if everybody dressed up like you know? If it wouldn't be cool, I can't go there.
Come on,
no, don't.
Come on,
don't. Don't
come
go there.
Come on,
hey everybody, we're gonna do. I got a thing. We're gonna be in the St. Patrick's Day Southside Parade. 100 guys. We're all gonna dress as Whitey Bulger.
We're all gonna wear members only jackets.
Boston Red Sox hats,
sunglasses,
slick back hair, sunglasses,
V-neck white T-shirt.
Here's what, look, t-shirts. I know that you think you guys are fascinated with Whitey Bulger, and I know it's good.
Bulger,
whatever.
I'm not fascinated, but
You know, I mean, to think what he did to those families. You can't do that in the parade. Come on. The parade's an Irish Catholic thing, and we're not gonna have Whitey Bulger Day at the
impersonators.
Parade. Impersonators.
What if they all did like the Thriller dance?
It might be accepted.
Yeah.
It could be accepted. Yeah.
Green beer for everyone.
Instead of the Jesse White tumblers, they're the Whitey Bulger tumblers. They all come out dressed as Bulger and do like backflips.
The last guy that flips over all of them.
Yeah.
Terrible.
See, that's something Keenan and I would think of.
There you go.
Our listeners are probably so lost about what we're talking about this evening because we're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
They're entertained.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, but this house, man, if you look it up, you can Google this. It's like,
what's the address?
It's Kelly Green all on the inside. Like, it just, it's built with, all right, so it's a penthouse. Ooh.
Nice.
And it's retained its original decor and furniture, and it's currently on sale for just $158,000. Yeah, that's about it. Look at all the cologne in the bathroom. Lots of Brute Canoe.
Yeah, Brute, huh?
Yep. Man, look at all that cologne. Look at that.
It probably smells just a lot of cologne.
I like the phone in the bathroom.
It's not like the listeners can see all the cologne on the wall, but
they can smell it through the radio. That's what's important. This is the kind of stuff that Estevez wore to get parts in movies. You'd show up, you'd go, put the Brute on. I'm playing Billy the Kid.
Put the Brute on, you don't have to see anything.
Mm-hmm. Look at this. It's all Kelly Green themed. It looks like Bishop Don Magic.
I associate Brute Cologne with like this creepy student teacher that we had in grammar school. And I was like, he just bathed in it. And be like, oh, this guy's so bizarre.
It's just he didn't shower.
Are you speaking of Mr. Gordon?
I'm speaking of Mr. Gordon, yes.
I know him well, yeah. Okay. Remember that? He used to say, okay.
He looked like, you know who he looked like?
I like
him. You ever seen the movie Heaven Help Us with
Matt Dillon?
He looked like Caesar.
Yeah, like Caesar, the fat kid with the glasses.
To whom, brother? Yeah. To whom, brother?
That's a great film, by the way.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Was that Andrew McCarthy in that, too, I believe?
Yes, Kevin Dillon.
Yeah. It's a good film.
It's a great little Irish film there for everyone out there.
Yeah,
movie land.
Yeah. All you Andrew McCarthy fans out there.
All you McCarthy fans.
But, you know, when you think about it, aside from the creepy factor of Mr. Gordon, the stuff that we did as kids.
It was not a part of the Brat Pack at all.
But it's like the poor guy is trying to teach a class, and we are like counting how many times he says okay.
I mean, you said it a lot.
This guy said like okay. I remember we had to tell you. He said okay, I think, like over 100 times.
It was
in, like,
after every
speech.
Word.
Okay.
Like, okay, so now, okay, we're going to, okay.
He was very nervous.
So kids.
Nervous.
Being as we are, they were like,
what's wrong, Mr. Gordon? You nervous?
Come on, spit it out, Gordon.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm nervous. All right.
Why was he even there?
He was a student teacher.
What was the real teacher doing? Taking a break?
No.
I can't remember. He was student teaching. He was there to
learn. He had Banlon shirts.
Yeah.
Whitey Bulger wore Banlon, too.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know, while we're rambling here, I think it's time for a commercial break.
All right. Well...
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oaklawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, we're back. Hooli's Hooli, 12:40 a.m. Bill, have you watched? Have you been following Conor McGregor?
No, not really. I mean, I've been seeing some of the blurbs all over social media, but I haven't watched any of the videos.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Fascinated.
I
literally Google him like a couple times a week now, seeing what's coming out of his mouth.
There was this beef with him and Mayweather because he said...
Okay, I did see something about that. Yeah.
Mayweather's complaining, saying, you know, I'm just as loud and everyone calls me cocky, but he does it and everyone...
That calls him the next Muhammad Ali. Right.
Yeah, but the difference is, in my personal opinion, is that Mayweather's not funny.
Conor McGregor is
funny. Conor McGregor's hilarious. And if Mayweather was funny, people would like him a little more.
This is true. I agree.
And I think that's the only difference, really.
And Muhammad Ali was funny.
He was funny and witty.
Yeah, they've been compared to...
Conor's got that Irish wit, you know.
But the UFC is like... Conor McGregor's big beef right now is that the UFC is sandbagging him. He's like, where's my belt? How come it's not in the promo picture?
I saw that.
He doesn't like the fact that his belt at the last press conference.
It's a different division.
And they go, well, because you're not fighting for your belt. Right. You're fighting. He goes, I'm still a champion. I bring my belt to this fight when I take his belt.
Uh-huh. You know?
He's so arrogant and cocky, but I love it. But
I think he understands that he's got to ride his wave as long as it's going.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Eventually, everyone gets knocked in their butt.
And that sport, of course.
The Irish pride of it is just, it's gripping.
It's
gripping the entire Irish American community.
He lives in the center of Dublin, and he will refuse to live or train anywhere else. And he's very
comes to America, and people are like, "Yes,
love it.
Say it how it is."
During his last fight, they said the Irish literally invaded Vegas. There was hundreds, if not thousands, people doing moringa lines or whatever.
But he's such a showman. He said he was dressed like El Chapo.
So
look at me, I'm dressed like El Chapo, driving a car that spits fire.
Speaking of, everyone having a great, immense pride.
So that's what I was going to say. Yeah. One of the reporters asked him what this year, this centennial year, meant to him. For the uprising. And so as a part of that, we've received a grant, Bill. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's from the Irish consulate. And for the next few weeks, we're going to be playing an excerpt called This Day in 1916.
Uh-huh. And it's narrated by Paddy Holman.
All right.
He is the Irish tenor is going to be traveling pretty much all over the world right now for the next 6 months, doing his one-man show, I Am Ireland, which is him singing the songs and tales of what took place during 1916, partially, you know, the leading up to the uprising, everything from 1798 to 1916, kind
right.
of the history of the Irish people leading up to that. And I Am Ireland is, you know, he's going to be back here in October to do IBAM. He'll be at the Irish American Heritage Center. He'll do a performance there. He's got a few performances coming up as well. I think in March he's going to be, oh boy, where is he going to be at?
He's going to be on our
Gaelic
radio
Park, March 12th. Gaelic Park, March 12th. He'll be there. We also want to promote next after, right after this show, The Crack with Cooney and Keene.
That's right. Stick around.
Absolutely. Stick around. Listen to Gene Cooney and Kathleen Keene.
She was great, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she was great last week.
Do a little crack and maybe play some tunes over there at the Fifth Province where they do their show out of.
Right.
Here is Patty Homan doing This Week in 1916.
1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO and those later executed were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. We hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDiarmid, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Bunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Patty Homan present Today in 1916. A once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. On January 14th, 1916, Michael Collins resigned his job with a London bank and returned to Ireland. He was 25 years old at the time. Isn't he a Cork man, Paddy?
Yes, we're honored to have Michael Collins as a Cork man. I know Clonakilty, he grew up in Clonakilty. There's a lovely statue down there. If anyone is passing through, of Michael Collins in the centre of the town. Gorgeous. Of course, you know, he was executed in Ballinabloch.
He was ambushed, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I know he went on to fight alongside of Joseph Plunkett and Patrick Pearse in the GPO for on the day of Easter Monday. And then he was put in jail for some time in Wales. But he, right from that moment, kept planning for the next event.
He did, you know, and I suppose he really was a genius because of, you know, the background and planning and the level of military style approach that he took for Ireland. We really are so indebted to Michael Collins.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during this centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland Show with Petty Homan. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit HiberniansTransmedia.org.
And I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain.